If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Bobby Mason Audio Experience. This is one of the blog posts, so let's just hop right in. The title is Crowdsolving, Challenge Topic, Background Information, and Deliverables, Factor Number 1. In our most recent post, Bobby stepping in quick, you guys can find this at gomahi.com/blog, quick, humble plug, I guess. So, anyways, in our most recent post, we discovered how crowdsourcing innovation, i.e. crowdsolving, can help organizations innovate by connecting with large crowds of internal and external individuals, teams, and organizations. We will briefly recap some of the basics before taking an in-depth look at the first factor that is controlled by the organization heading the challenge. If you are not in need of a summary, skip to the section titled Factor 1 Challenge Topic, Deliverables and Background Information, and continue. But you have no choice because we are currently doing it through voice. Anyways, moving on. Objectives of crowdsolving. How does crowdsolving look in practice? It usually involves an organization asking an online audience to submit ideas, prototypes, or feedback in order to provoke innovation. Lego ideas. A site where Lego asks its followers to submit new product ideas is a real-life example of crowdsolving. Although it may appear as if crowdsolving is predominantly a means for an organization to access new ideas, this is not true. There are, according to crowdsolving experts Abrahamson, Ryder, and Unterberg, five main objectives that crowdsolving can achieve. Number one. Getting a large number of ideas, usually from a diversity of stakeholders, involving crowds, especially external crowds, in the ideation process can provide an abundance of creative solutions that would have been overlooked by internal sources. Furthermore, crowdsolving always allows organizations to co-create alongside their customers, thus increasing the likelihood that ideas will effectively meet the needs of their target market. Number two, evaluating ideas through feedback from a range of stakeholders. Organizations can develop tunnel vision. Internal sources are often plagued with biases and cloudy judgment as they unknowingly lose track of external stakeholders. Opening the evaluation of ideas to a wide range of stakeholders, typically including customers, will combat such dangers. The third thing is as follows. Finding new talented entities, for example, professionals, teams, organizations, to work with in the future. Crowdsolving provides an opportunity for organizations to build relationships with unfamiliar individuals, teams, and organizations. Such relationships may advance into long-term, mutually beneficial affiliations. Plus, crowdsolving competitions can be a great way to vet for the best talent. Number four, stimulating conversations that inspire brand awareness, new leads, and customers. Crowdsolving can be a great way to invoke passionate conversations amongst a large number of stakeholders as well as those who have no prior recognition of the organization heading the challenge. Number five, empowering stakeholders of all type to join the conversation, improving relationships. Those stakeholders, especially customers, who are given the chance to be a part of an organization's future will quickly become that very organization's most valuable advocates. Title: Challenge Structure, the six controllable factors of crowd solving. Crowd solving can be a great way to accomplish any of the objectives above. Sorry, clear my throat. However, a particular crowd solving challenge is unlikely to effectively achieve all five at once. Because of this, an organization wanting to begin a challenge must, before anything else, decide which objectives are the most and least important. After this is made certain, the organization is ready to structure the crowd solving challenge by finding a balance of the six following factors. Factor 1, challenge topic, background information, and deliverables. Factor 2, finding the right crowd. Factor 3, incentives. Factor 4, crowd organization. Factor 5, evaluation and implementation of submissions. Factor 6, tools, platforms, and technologies. The niceties of these six dynamics will determine whether or not a particular challenge achieves the heading organization's desired objectives. We will now take a detailed look at Factor 1, challenge topic, deliverables, and background information. This is Bobby stepping in quick. Like always, guys, I'm sorry if my reading sucks. I am trying my best, and at the same time, I am also trying to edit this blog while I'm reading it to you. I'm trying to accomplish a couple things at once because I believe it's really important when you're running a company to multitask if it's possible, if you can give your full effort and focus. So in this specific scenario, I'm able to read, multitask, and fix things at the same time. Just bear with me because my reading is not nearly as good when I'm trying to fix things. So thank you for hanging in. So anyways, Factor 1, challenge topic, background information, and deliverables. Factor 1 includes most of the materials that are shared with the crowd who is helping the organization complete a challenge. The organization must decide on the challenge topic statement, the requested deliverables, the criteria for evaluation, and all challenge-specific background information given to participants. Challenge topic. Here's a quick quote from Jonas Salk. Solutions come through asking the right questions, because the answers pre-exist. It is the questions that we must define and discover. You don't invent the answer, you reveal the answer. The organization heading a challenge must determine how the challenge topic, i.e. question/statement, should be defined. This is the actual problem that the organization is asking participants to solve. Please note, this is different from the objectives that the organization wishes to fulfill during the crowd solving challenge. Regardless of the objectives, each challenge must include a clearly defined problem. How can a company determine which problem it should ask others to solve? Time and time again, the business model canvas and lean canvas have been suggested. These are similar tools that break apart a business model to more fully analyze its strengths and weaknesses. View the canvas below, and since you guys are all listening, go to gomahi.com/blog and find this incredible blog, humble brag, so you guys can actually take a look at the business model canvas. And if you're not familiar with the business model canvas, there's also a link to an article to learn more about it. So once filling out the business model canvas in detail, it should become much easier for an organization, department, or product team to understand its strengths and weaknesses. There will likely be an area of main concern highlighted by the canvas. This should be the problem that is solved by challenge participants. This problem needs to be defined and articulated for participants. It is often a good idea to summarize the challenge in a concise one-sentence question, sometimes called the challenge question or statement. For example, how can Starbucks make customers feel we are a part of their local community? This would be the problem Starbucks asks crowd-solving participants to solve. And I'm changing we to they here, so thank you for hanging in. Note, if the primary challenge objective is to generate or evaluate ideas, then the challenge topic will likely be predetermined. The business model canvas will likely be unnecessary. Other times when the primary objective of challenge is to find new talent, stimulate conversation, or empower stakeholders, selecting the proper challenge topic may be a matter of simply asking, based on this objective, what problems should the crowd be asked to solve? The answer is usually evident, even without a completed canvas. For instance, if the organization wants to find new engineering talent, then the challenge topic should be technical, asking participants to use engineering skills to design something new. Background information. Participants who join a crowdsolving challenge can be a lot more effective in problem solving if they receive some sort of briefing on the problem itself. Why is the organization facing this problem, and what has the organization done previously to fix it? What about the organization's strategies and practices should participants understand to submit more practical solutions? These questions should be answered. Without such information, participants are bound to repeat mistakes the organization has already made and learned from while confronting this problem in the past. How much background information is provided depends on the challenge objective, as well as the nature of the challenge topic. For those highly complex problems, the background information provided by the organization may be many pages long. In such scenarios, the organization is essentially partaking in open innovation, sharing information openly with those who would otherwise be unable to access it. If proprietary information is being exchanged, make sure you get legal advice beforehand. For less complex problems, the background information may be just a few paragraphs long, providing an overview of the organization, the related industry, and why the organization needs help solving the problem at hand. No matter what the challenge objective and topic is, the organization must provide some background information that will entice preferred participants to contribute. Ask this when determining what information to share with participants. What story should I share with solvers to achieve my challenge objectives? Note, the background information is an important part of any challenge. However, be careful to not share too much background information with participants. If an organization shares its own biases with the crowd, it may confine the creativity of the participants' conclusions. Deliverables and criteria. The organization must decide what challenge deliverables will be accepted during a particular challenge. This will vary depending on the objectives and complexity of the challenge topic. Furthermore, the organization will have to set and share the criteria that will be used to evaluate and reward participants. There are many different types of deliverables that an organization can ask for. Some challenges may require nothing more than a list of ideas from participants, while others may ask participants to send in high-fidelity prototypes. Likewise, the criteria set by the organization can be varied. For example, a graphic design challenge may evaluate submissions subjectively based on the imaginativeness and visual appeal. Other times, challenge submissions may be evaluated more objectively based on criteria such as cost-effectiveness, product dimensions, and ease of implementation. Conclusion. Ultimately, the challenge topic, background information, and requested deliverables will be unique to the challenge's heading, organization, and its objectives. Below, take a look at how this factor may change depending on the challenge objective. Number one, getting a large number of ideas, usually from a diversity of stakeholders. If the objective is to access a large number of creative, novel ideas, then the challenge topic will likely be predetermined. If this is not the case, the business model canvas can be used for guidance. The amount of background information and requested deliverables will be largely dependent on the complexity of the challenge topic. However, if the organization wants quantity over quality, it should provide a smaller amount of background information and request less stringent deliverables with fewer criteria. Number two, evaluating ideas through feedback from a range of stakeholders. If the objective is to evaluate ideas or access a number of evaluated ideas, the challenge background information becomes especially important. This is because you need to provide participants with enough information to know which ideas are viable and feasible. For such challenges, requested deliverables should likely include some form of market research, for example, customer feedback. Number 3. Finding new talented entities, for example, professionals, teams, or organizations, to work with in the future. If the objective is to find those entities with a particular expertise, the challenge topic and background information must be crafted in a way that attracts those the organization wants to connect with. The requested deliverables should allow the heading organization to effectively evaluate the skills of participants. Number 4. Stimulating conversations that inspire brand awareness, new leads, and customers. If the objective is to increase conversation, a challenge topic must be chosen that evokes emotion. A challenge topic that plays off a recent controversy or current fad may be best. This will increase the chances of participants pulling others who are less familiar with the organization's brand into the conversation. Requested deliverables should be minimal, with a focus on imagination and open-mindedness. Number 5. Empowering stakeholders of all type to join the conversation, improving relationships. If the objective of the challenge is to improve relationships with stakeholders, there is usually a particular pain that the organization is looking to address. The challenge topic should be meaningful to the future of the organization, granting participants responsibility. Furthermore, the background information should emphasize transparency to build trust with the audience. Although the above suggestions will not hold true for all challenges, they provide some basic guidelines. Above all else, when the organization is determining the first controllable factor of crowdsolving challenge, the challenge topic, background information, and requested deliverables, it must be emphasized that it is the organization's job to inspire participants, not instruct and restrict. That's the end of today's blog. Thank you for hanging in there. Once again, I'm sorry for all my mistakes. I would love to go back and have each of the mistakes edited, but at this point, I must keep focusing on our business. So if you do not like the blogs because of the mistakes and the horrible reading on my behalf, feel free to skip them in the future. And for all of you that do enjoy them, you'll likely hear one once a week. Have a great one.